A bill expanding the 14-year-old Denali KidCare program failed on a tie vote in the Senate today. Denali KidCare provides medical services to the children of lower-income families and to low-income pregnant women. The measure by Anchorage Democrat Betty Davis replaced a bill the governor vetoed last year because he said it paid for abortions. Six senators who voted for the measure last year voted against it today. In presenting the bill, Davis said by opening participation in the program to those with twice the federal poverty level, it would provide health care for nearly 1,300 more children and about 250 pregnant women. She said the abortion issue needs to be dealt with separately.
But vote for this bill today is saying that you support those children and families that need this service. It's not a vote against or for abortion.
Davis said expanding the program might provide funds for as many as 22 more abortions. Eagle River's Fred Dyson said while the health care program has merit, he cannot avoid looking at the trade-off between healthy kids and abortions.
It's a tough call. I cannot in good conscience vote for the sacrifice of the children. Thank you.
But Republican Liesl McGuire came to the opposite conclusion, supporting the program.
I am voting yes in favor of the 218 pregnant women and yes in favor of the 1,277 children who will receive health care as a result of this bill passing.
The final vote showed all but one of the Senate's Democrats in favor of the bill and all but one of the Republicans opposed to it. Senator Davis asked for a reconsideration of the measure, meaning it could come up for another vote before the end of the session.